WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies, 51 degrees your current temperature here this morning in the Nishna Valley. Look for a high today right around 58 with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through much of the day here today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN News. News brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where you'll find personalized service from people you can count on. Council Bluffs police were investigating a theft in progress at the Lake Manawa Walmart location when the officer on the scene made contact with a man named John Chestnut on Friday. Chestnut fled the scene, striking the officer with his motor vehicle in the process. Officers then engaged in a short chase that ended with an intervention technique, and Chestnut was then taken into custody. He was charged with attempted murder, aggravated theft, and three counts of child endangerment. The officer was treated and released from a local hospital. No further details are currently available, and that incident is still under investigation. KJA News Time is 7:08.
Jenny has prepaid from U.S. Cellular with calling, texting, and browsing for $40 a month.
It's awesome.
Julie has prepaid with calling, texting, and browsing from a different wireless company.
Not awesome.
Jenny is on a great network.
I'm always in touch with friends.
Julie is on a different network.
I don't always get my friends' calls.
Jenny is happy.
So happy.
Julie, not so much.
I don't like this game anymore. I'm leaving.
I'll call you.
With prepaid from U.S. Cellular, talk, text, and browse for $40 a month with the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier. Because it's not just prepaid. It's prepaid remade.
Now at U.S. Cellular, get the Samsung Chrono for just $19.99. A $30 activation fee may be required. Other charges and conditions apply. See store for details.
Visit a U.S. Cellular store to learn more.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Isn't it about time you felt happy about your prepaid cellular service? You can, you know. Just come in and see me, and we'll get you set up for just $40 a month, plus many more plans to choose from. Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
In other news here this morning, the Army Corps of Engineers has commissioned a study of its handling of this year's flood management along the Missouri River amid criticism from officials in downstream states that it waited too long to release water from upstream reservoirs. Corps spokesman Steve Wright said Friday that a four-person panel of experts will begin assessing its 2011 management of the waterway later this month and complete its review by December 2nd. The panel will be comprised of a retired civil engineering professor and hydrologist from the National Weather Service, U.S. Geological Survey, and National Resources Conservation Service. Sections of northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa remain underwater because of flooding. The Corps began releasing massive amounts of water from the reservoirs on June 1st because they were overflowing from record runoff. The chairman of Union Pacific says the railroad has begun a multi-year effort to double-track the route between Fremont, Nebraska and Missouri Valley, Iowa, in order to move trains through the area more quickly. The Fremont Tribune reports that Union Pacific Chairman Jim Young outlined the $300 million to $400 million project. Young noted there is a lot of single track in that stretch, as well as two bridges which cross the Elkhorn and Missouri Rivers. Young says the railroad wants to reduce bottlenecks and prevent trains from waiting in the communities. Young, who spoke with the Fremont business leaders on Thursday aboard a train car, says Union Pacific plans to spend $3.3 billion on capital projects throughout its system in the next year and hire 1,300 new employees. Republican Governor Terry Branstad has appointed Marion Democratic Senator Swati Daneker to serve on the Iowa Utilities Board, raising questions about which party will now control the Senate. Branstad announced the appointment Friday, calling Daneker uniquely qualified and noting that she has a chemistry degree. Daneker resigned to accept the job. Branstad has 5 days to choose a date for a special election, which must be held within 40 days of when the date is set. Democrats hold a 26-24 seat majority in the Senate, and Daneker's district was seen as leaning toward Republicans. A GOP victory could mean a tie in the Senate and could increase chances that the chamber would take up issues, such as a proposed constitutional ban on gay marriage, that have been blocked by Senate President Mike Gronstal. Part of a busy highway north of Des Moines will be closed for the funerals of two workers of a towing company who died in the same accident on Interstate 80. The Des Moines Register says the northbound lanes of 2nd Avenue near Highland Memory Gardens will be closed beginning this morning. Authorities expect many mourners for the funerals of 29-year-old Jesse Inman of Ankeny and 60-year-old Daniel Walsh of Des Moines. The men were drivers for Hannafin Towing and were killed Tuesday night while trying to help an Illinois man whose semi-trailer had broken down in Poweshiek County, east of Des Moines. Another truck crashed into the vehicles, killing its driver and the other three men. Officials expect traffic on 2nd Avenue will be allowed to resume later this afternoon. Texas Governor Rick Perry was in Atlantic on Friday afternoon speaking to a group of employees at the local Coca-Cola bottling plant. The Republican presidential candidate spoke about President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, often referred to as Obamacare, his GOP rival Mitt Romney's Social Security, and the stay of execution for a man accused of murder in his state. And Perry said foremost on the minds of those he's spoken with is the creation of jobs. He says Mitt Romney's RomneyCare health plan is much like President Obama's plan, and it will mean the loss of jobs if it's not repealed.
It costing that state 18,000 jobs. 18,000 jobs were lost because of the RomneyCare plan that was put in place. $8 billion cost. That was the price tag to taxpayers and patients. If RomneyCare killed 18,000 jobs in Massachusetts, just think about what Obamacare is going to kill across this country. President Obama has to answer for his failed economics. Governor Romney has to answer for that fact as well.
Perry said he would make a promise to repeal Obamacare if he is elected to office.
On my first day in office, I will walk into the Oval Office, and I will take out a pen and I will sign an executive order to wipe out as much of Obamacare as I can.
On the topic of Social Security, Perry said the program will be in place for those on the program and those who have just entered into it. But he said the same thing will not be the case for those couple just starting who plan to have a family. And he says they'll be paying into a program that won't be available. That's why other options should be available. He says he's spoke with Wisconsin Republican Representative Paul Ryan about the issue and praised him for admitting Social Security, which Perry called a Ponzi scheme, is broken, and for offering an alternative to Obama's plan.
You know, I don't make any apologies for calling the program what it is. Don't try to mislead our young Americans and let them think that they are going to pay into the current program and it's going to be there for them. But for those that are on it today, be assured that your Social Security checks are safe. They're going to be there through the rest of your life.
And in other news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet on Monday at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. During their session, newly elected board members Rod Hartwig and Josh McLaren will be sworn in, along with Phil Haskell and Denny Davis, who were reelected to another term. The new board will act on electing a board president and vice president before moving on to other business. That's a look at some of the latest news here this morning. We'll check your funeral announcements coming up next.
This is Mel Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be
I get a new phone every 2 years.
But what is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
And now in your funeral announcements, Calvin E. Campbell, age 90, of Richfield, Minnesota, formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Richfield. Funeral services for Calvin Campbell will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at the Assembly of God Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Virginia Spiker, age 97 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Virginia Spiker will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has arrangements. David L. Mosier, age 54 of Stewart, died Thursday at his home. Services for David L. Mosier will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Clarice Jansen, age 84, of Manila, formerly of Aspinwall, died Friday at the Manila Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Clarice Jansen will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. They have arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Private family graveside services for Margaret Jensen will be held at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting with arrangements. Carl Campbell, age 84, of Orient, died Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Carl Campbell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, and online condolences may be left. Marjorie Sheridan, age 88, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Marjorie Sheridan are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour here on KJN. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic for all your photography, electronics, cellular, and pharmacy needs. If you've got questions, they've got answers. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News. Skyscan forecast is next.